Following observations of retinoblastoma in children, Alfred Knudsen proposed the two-hit theory of carcinogenesis. He proposed that a cell can only initiate a tumor once it has received a mutation in both copies of the allele. As we've seen in the previous recording, a single mutation in a tumor suppressor gene is typically not sufficient to cause cancer, except in the rare event of a dominant negative mutation. Thus, a single cell needs to acquire a mutation or its first hit, and subsequently acquire a second mutation or hit within the same cell, before the cell can progress to become cancerous. However, it is important to note that the two-hit hypothesis is not normally required for oncogenes, as a single mutation in a proto-oncogene can drive a cell toward cancer. Additionally, it turns out that mutations in a single gene are typically not sufficient to cause cancer. There are, of course, always a few exceptions to prove the rule, such as Li-Fraumeni syndrome and retinoblastoma, which we will use as an example in part 3 of this flipped classroom module.